Hello, hello, welcome. I'm so excited that you are here. I have been a little sick, so you're gonna have to excuse my voice if it sounds a little funny, but I refuse to cough into this microphone. But I am just so excited for this episode. We are gonna be talking about the four buyer drivers, the four reasons why you and I and everyone else why we buy. So without further ado, let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. So, you know, what is so interesting, which I haven't really super thought about, but whenever we are feeling down, right? We want to go buy something. When we are in our feels and we are feeling all emotional, we want to buy something. Well, why is that? Well, first of all, they don't call it retail therapy for nothing. Okay, there is a reason. It is called retail therapy because it is therapy for your soul, for you to get out there and buy things when you are feeling, well, when you're in your feels, right? We want to buy something. Just so interesting that buying is emotional. It's an emotional thing. There is some kind of emotional tie, this emotional connection that happens whenever we buy something. So we are going to dive right in. So the number one reason that we buy is to save time. Something, a product or service that is going to save time or help us make more money, right? So if you are selling something and your offer is a product or service that can save someone time by showing them the exact steps needed to get to XYZ result, but if your offer can save them time and you can show that through your messaging, then they will buy your offer. So one example I love to use, and I know this works because I buy it all the time, is a course bundle. So if I can go and if I'm looking at a course that I really want to buy, I'm addicted to online courses. I have bought so many. I absolutely love online courses. Like if you can show me a faster, easier way, the exact steps to do it and save time, money, all the things, and I can literally do it from my computer or my phone and watch it whenever it's convenient for me. Like, heck yeah, I want that. Please and thank you. But a course bundle. So let's say that you offer two courses for a discounted price, that is a course bundle. That is going to save somebody a lot of money because they're getting it as a bundle, right? How many times do you see something as a bundle and you're like, okay, like that's what I'm going to buy? I'm going to use my sister-in-law as an example. She sells Scentsy. Am I allowed to even say that on here? I don't really know. I feel like, you know, on TikTok where you like can't say certain words or you'll get like shadow banned. That's how I'm kind of feeling. Like, am I allowed to say that? That's silly. Anyways, she sells Scentsy, and anytime I get something or buy something, it's like you can't just buy one Scentsy bar. No, like you got to get the 6-pack or the 3-pack. You're going to get one of the packs. You're not going to buy it all separate, right? You're like, okay, let me go ahead and look at the bundles, see what kind of bundle I can get with a warmer and some bars, right? Anyways, so bundles are where it's at. So if your offer can be packaged up in a bundle. And guys, this can be services. This can be online. This can be courses. This could be a coaching offer. You can create bundles in anything you do. But people love to buy bundles because they are what? because they are saving money. People love to save money. Not only that, but whenever you are buying a bundled, like let's say it's a bundle of two courses put together, right? So you get this course and you get this course together for this price. And you're like, yes, I'm so excited. You feel in your mind that one of those courses was for free. Like you're like, I just paid this for this course, but now I get this one for free, which is like so fun, right? You feel it's free. It's extra. You get extra bang for your buck. I've seen and bought so many online courses simply because they were paired as a bundle. So how can your product or service save your customer or your client money? How can it save them money? Or better yet, how can it make them more money? This is one of the number one reasons why people buy something. So how can your product save people money? How can it save people money? We need to think about that. That is the number one reason why people buy is because their product or service is saving someone money. How many times do you buy because it saved you money? Like all the time, right? All right, that's the number one reason. We are moving right along. Let's hop into number two. Number two, how does your service or product save them time or eliminate wastage? Okay, is your customer out there on YouTube searching for multiple ways online to do or learn something? And if you can show them the exact roadmap on how to get there, you have now saved them time and eliminated all that wasted time that they were on YouTube for hours on hours on months. Let me tell you guys, when I first got started online, when I was doing affiliate marketing, I was on YouTube all the time. There's so much information out there and it literally just, it takes time. When you are not using a roadmap, when you are not using a proven system or a proven way of getting an end result that you want, it takes so much time. You're wasting time that you could have spent with your family. Wouldn't you rather buy a roadmap that can show you exactly how to do the thing that you want to do, right? So how does your product save someone time? Are you showing them a roadmap? Are you showing them exactly how they can get the result that they're looking for, right? Like YouTube and Pinterest and all that. It is a great resource. And there's so much free information out there. But guys, you have to also remember, free is not going to get you far fast enough. It's not. So you need to make sure that your offer is helping someone get there faster. You can show them your personalized recommendations, show them how you did it, show them your proven way, the things that you've already been through, and now you can turn around and you can help them go through that same process. Your offer can be a fast-tracked personalized course or membership coaching, or maybe your offer has an optimized process that can save time in their day and get them organized by creating a schedule for them and putting it on autopilot, like Chelsea Joe. Oh my goodness, if you guys don't know Chelsea Joe, you have got to go listen to her podcast. It is called Systemize Your Life, and it is truly amazing. Truly amazing. Number three, how does your product deliver greater emotional benefits versus other product or services? So is there some kind of emotional benefit to what you're offering versus everybody else? Are you teaching coping strategies? Are you a divorce coach and you help people go through divorce? Maybe you're a trauma coach and you help people go through trauma. Does your offer relieve stress? Do you give someone more peace? Do you offer a community? Guys, a community, I actually literally just launched a free community. I'm super excited about it. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes and you guys can go join my free Facebook group. My heart was just to build a community where I could steward and lead other Christian entrepreneurs to be, you know, to have God as their CEO, to incorporate scripture into their business and have a business that is built on God. That is my heart. But anyway, does your offer have a community? Guys, people want to belong. People want to be a part and they want to be connected with other like-minded believers. So communities are a great way to really be set apart from everyone else. Think of some amazing things that you could do in that group that nobody else is teaching or something that nobody else is doing, right? I'm super excited about something in my group that I have not shared it yet, but it's my plan because like I said, I just launched it. But next month, I'm going to be starting a lot of stuff in there and I'm super pumped. I'm super excited. Some of the stuff I'm planning on doing, I have not seen anybody do. And why nobody's doing it, I don't really know. But I'm going to start it and I hope that it makes a ripple effect And I hope that there's other Christian entrepreneurs who are going to be doing the same thing. So communities, right? They're amazing. People want to belong. God created us to be in communion with one another. He created us for community, to be with Him and with other people. Guys, relationships are so important. So if your offer can help people connect and have relationships, can your offer support people emotionally? And if it can, you are going to have such an amazing offer. So this is how you can stand out from other people in the marketplace, by having a community that is doing the things that nobody else is doing. Get creative with this. God made you creative. Even if you don't feel creative or you don't think that you are, take that to God. Remember, sister, God is your CEO. And if you need business ideas, you need to go straight to the creator of the universe. He created the universe and he created you with very specific gifts for a very specific purpose. So if you need some amazing business ideas, girl, journal it down, write it out, and take it to your father. Run to your father, get into the secret place, get into a quiet place, and talk to God and ask him. Be like, God, I want to be set apart and different. What can I offer my people? What can I do that's different? And I guarantee 110%. God will show up for you and he is going to tell you exactly the next step. Remember, he's not going to show you the path. He's going to show you the next step. Remember, he is a lamp at our feet, just one step ahead. You got this. You can do this. I believe in you. Guys, I also want to remind you, as a Christian, you have an unfair advantage as a businesswoman because you have God on your side. Romans 8:31 reads, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Guys, there is no rival in the marketplace. As a Christian, God made you to be a shining light. He created you to stand out for a reason. So do not compare yourself to others. God created you to stand out and be set apart and to be different. That is another way of how you can stand out in the marketplace. Number four. How does your product remove pain or negative emotions? How can you better help people communicate? Maybe you can help people communicate better. Relationship expert, counselor, coach. By the way, you do not have to be certified. Hang on. Let me say that again for the women in the back. Stand up, ladies. Let's go. You do not have to be certified. You can help people. You can turn your camera on your phone and you can help people. You are qualified. Do you hear me, sister? You are qualified. The thing that you've been through and God pulled you through, you are qualified. You don't need nothing behind your name except for daughter of the king to show that you are qualified. That was for somebody today and I want you to hear it. That was a word. And I hope that that shook you to your core just now because, sister, you are qualified. You can do this. You were called. Sister, you were made for this. Do you hear me? You are made for it. All right, back into number four. How does your product or service remove pain or negative emotions? I want you to think about how does your offer do that? Do you inspire them? Do you show them mindset shifts, mindfulness exercises? Do you give godly advice or Christian encouragement? Do you share scripture that, you know, this is going to set you apart and you will be different than the others in your niche? How can you shine for Jesus? When you do these things, guys, he is going to take out those negative emotions in those people for you. He is going to help remove that pain from people for you, especially if there is not a lot of Christians doing it or many Christians doing the work that you do. So your offer needs to reduce pain. Your offer needs to be a solution to someone's problem. If they are negative and they're not confident, then offer them a community or a group coaching setting where they can attack these negative thoughts and get support. Maybe you need to share mindset shifts in your content. Remember that falls right into the category of content, objection content, right? You know, they're struggling with mindset. Then you need to get in there. You need to start creating some content that's about mindset to give your audience the mindset shifts that they need so that they will take action and move forward, whether it's in your business or not. A positive mindset is something that you need in success in everything in life. It's not just business. So if your audience is not buying, girl, your offer needs to have these four Buyer drivers. Okay. These are the four things that drive someone to buy. All right. So first, your product or service has to save them money, or it can make them more money. That's a bonus, right? Number two, does your offer save them time and eliminate wastage? Number three, how does your product or service give them a greater emotional benefit than other products or other people out there in the marketplace? Number four, does your product remove pain, a pain point, or a negative emotion? And if your offer hits all four of these, girl, you just created an irresistible offer, especially if it's a bundle and you got a good price on it. So one more little secret. I have a little bonus. I'm going to drop a little secret bonus with you if you have made it this far into my episode, that if you really want to know a secret, you can have a low ticket offer, which your audience will go through. Right? They buy your low ticket offer, they go through it, and you set them up to walk into your next high ticket offer. Guys, this is where the magic happens, because you don't have to have new clients or customers. You're taking your audience on a journey. So if you can take your audience on a journey and you can first start with something small that they can commit and say yes to, first, that should be your content. But number two, that can be a low ticket offer. It is so much easier for someone to say yes to a low ticket offer if the value is there. Obviously not too low, like you don't want it like too low, but you need to over deliver on value, and you need to set them up for your next thing. You need to set them up to go into your next high ticket offer. And you can also offer one-on-one coaching. And if one-on-one coaching is not what you want to do, you absolutely don't have to, but this is also a great way to really stack up some income. Because a lot of people charge a lot of money for even just a 30-minute power session. You could do a one-on-one hour session. This is a great way to really start building your coaching business, is by starting one-on-ones. And if you're trying to make some money. But that's a great way to start that. So friend, I have really enjoyed you being here. I hope that you were able to get some really good advice on how you can craft an irresistible offer. I'm super excited for you. Implement these four things. Be set apart. Remember, do not compare yourself. And be confident. You got this. Be confident. You can do this. Remember, sister, you were made for this. Now, go get visible. Start sharing lots of content. Share your offer. Talk about it all the time. Put your offer in your stories like every single day. That is not too much. Put your offer out there. People don't know what your offer is. Get it out there, okay? Get it out there. And if you want to join my community, go ahead down to the show notes below and you can click on the link for my Facebook community. I love y'all so much. Have the best day. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.